Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Patriots Friday here at WEEI, and Devin McCourty this morning is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, also by East Coast Metal Roofing, Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to our communities right down to the curbs outside of your homes and businesses. And Devin McCourty is brought to you by Zuti. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And Devin McCourty joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
You remember how to drive in the snow? Everything okay out there?
Yeah. It's not snowing out here, yeah. We've been good so far.
Wait, there's no, because it's no. all over metro, like northern, central Massachusetts, so there's no snow in Foxborough this morning.
Nah, just rain.
All right, good. Well, I heard you say this week that when it came to the guys on this team, that if you don't turn things around, you don't play, I'm paraphrasing here, but you don't play differently, you don't turn things around, you guys may get some questions about your employment future. Have you felt like that this has been so far a pretty good week of practice based on that?
Yeah, I also said, like, you know, for us, you know, it's been a good week, but it's all about Sunday. We're in a business where it's about results. So, you know, there's a lot of teams that are working hard, you know, I think throughout the history of football probably. But if you don't have the results, you don't get it done. You know, you don't keep jobs in this league. So, you know, I think for all of us, just going to work and keeping a mindset of we got to go out there and win on Sunday. And I think that's how everybody's been. But it'll come down to executing against Buffalo out there Sunday at 1 o'clock. And hopefully, you know, that's what we go out there and get done.
Is it, Devin, is it tough for a guy like you to put aside noise like this Breer report this morning that suggests maybe there's a fire sale going on down there, or trade rumors that swirl about? I mean, is that how hard is it for you to not pay any attention to that?
I mean, that stuff is what it is. I think, you know, I always talk about that. In life, it's the same thing. You can only control what you can control. The rest of the stuff kind of is what it is. You know, if all that stuff happens and we worry about it every day, it won't change the happiness. So we just got to do what we can do, and that's go out here, practice hard, execute better, and try to go win a game on Sunday. And I think that's what our focus has been. You know, I think that's what it'll continue to be throughout the season.
You've been here for a while, so you know this better than most of us. Wiggy has been concerned that if Bill trades a guy like Gilmore, he may lose that locker room. You're a leader on this team. Is that a possibility?
I'm not big on the what ifs and all of that. You know, I think we'll just have to see how everything works itself out. You know, we haven't worried about that or thought about that. We've just been locked in on Buffalo. You know, I think, you know, you come out three straight losses as a team. We can't worry about, you know, what Bill might do, what Bill, you know, might not do. We just got to worry about going out there and playing good. So as a leader on the team, like, that's been my focus. That's what I've been trying to portray to the team. You know, I think that's what we can do right now. We can't worry about what's going to happen next week or the week after. Like, we're here right now, Buffalo. I would say nothing else really matters for us at this point.
Devin, now you've been fortunate since your time being with New England that – you know, you've been in a situation that it seems like every year you guys are always in the hunt. We know the importance of a divisional game against the Buffalo Bills that's coming up this Sunday. But what's the approach been like from Bill Belichick, knowing that this game here, I mean, if you don't win this game, you dig yourself a deep, deep hole to get out of it. Has this approach been any different, you know, in years past to this year, because it's one of those games where you know you don't want to bury yourself where you're midway through the season?
I wouldn't say really different, but I would say he always, you know, lets us know when we get into the division. You know, some years that happens, you know, week one or week two, but, you know, this year, you know, all the way till, you know, week seven or eight, this is that we're playing our first division game. And he definitely reminded us the importance of understanding that we're in a division now, and these games count more. So I think everyone has that awareness of knowing we're in a division, especially, I would say, you know, younger rookies. You know, this is different than college. You know, I would say every game, you know, was about the same in college, but, you know, here we still have a chance to go out there and play well in our division. And, you know, that's what it's about right now, I would say, for us. And he's definitely made that clear. But I wouldn't say it's been, you know, more clear or more dramatic than in years past. We've always kind of had that mindset of understanding when we were in the division and what that actually meant.
Devin, with everything that has gone on this year, pandemic, opt-outs, you know, a couple positive tests, lack of opportunity to practice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you as a player look at this season as a legitimate one, or when it comes to the end of it, are you going to feel like there needs to be a giant asterisk on it in some way?
No, this is a season, man. I would say, obviously, like you just stated, conditions and things haven't been ideal, but we've still been able to go out and play football. We've still been able to do all of those normal things to go out there and win games. So, you know, each year has some adversity. You know, obviously this year adversity has been like no other, but we've still been given an opportunity to go out there and try to win football games. So I wouldn't go, you know, with the big asterisks and, you know, all of that, because I think it hasn't changed that much where, you know, we've had that much of a disadvantage.
Now, Cam talked yesterday about really kind of understanding what it means to play for the Patriots and how important winning is here, not just for the team and players, but the fans in the region. What's the mindset been like? You know, you guys have been on a 3-game losing streak. What is the mindset in that locker room as far as, you know, because you're one of the leaders, getting guys to say, hey, listen, we can't let the noise get to us. We know where we're at right now. What has your mindset been like in that locker room?
I would say it's really been like an itch to win, you know. I think we all understand, you know, the area we're in and how important, but, you know, for us as individuals, winning's important. So I think that's been, you know, really the biggest thing that's pushed us is just that bad taste of losing 3 straight games. Like, we haven't won in a while. You know, it's been a long time since we went out there and won a football game. So, you know, I think for the locker room, I think that's been, you know, the biggest thing, you know, to go in and work hard, and motivation has just been like, man, I want to get a win. Like, we got a lot of guys that come from good college programs, guys that have been in this league that have won. Like, we want to go win. So, you know, I think that's been the biggest thing that has been, you know, kind of the thought process and everything going into this week.
So what are you looking ahead to Sunday? What do you see from that offense, and what do you have to do from a captain's perspective to get this defense ready for it?
We got to do a good job against the run. You know, I think, you know, we've been here with Coach Brian Daboll. He's a guy, he's going to turn on the film, things we haven't handled well, he's going to do. So we got to do well at those things. And then we got to try to slow down Josh Allen. You know, he's a guy who's playing very well this year, making the right decisions, making the right throws. Always have to be alert for him going deep down the field because of his arm strength. And then I would say the last part is the skill players. They have a ton of skill players. Adding Stephon Diggs, you know, makes him even more explosive. So it's not like we're getting this week a little less of a challenge. We're going to have a tough challenge in Buffalo, and they're the number one team in the division. So they're going to be looking – to extend that and try to stay on top, and we got to really come out and play our A game.
Offensively, you know, you guys have been struggling. Is there more pressure that defensively you guys put on yourself to say, okay, we know that the offense has been struggling a little bit, we have to play even better to maybe help this offense, whether that's with short fields, whether that's with turnovers? Is that something that you guys go into consciously thinking, or is it just focus on the defense, we do our job?
Yeah, I think it's just focusing on the defense. I think for us overall as a team, we all need to do a lot better, and we have to focus on that before we focus on how we can make the offense better. Like, that's not going to happen. We just got to play better defensively, and I think the rest will work itself out and help us play, you know, better complementary football that you even know about, Wiggy. So I think that's really been our focus.
All right, the Twisted Question of the Week is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend. Keep it twisted. Devin, you played for Bill and you played with Tom. Is it possible today to pick either one of them as being most responsible for the success of the last couple decades here?
They're both very responsible. I think that's the question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're both very responsible?
Both very responsible.
So it's, would you say it's like a 50-50 thing maybe?
Well, you know, not 50-50 because it's not 100%. There's a lot more people, ownership, uh-huh. Everything. So
yes. Yes.
You guys can break that down. That's for the experts.
All right. Hey, listen, I got something out of you on that. I figured it was going to be a we're on to Buffalo answer that was coming on that one, Devin. So, not bad, D-Mac.
I figured that was all the same.
Yeah. Well, it's just a problem because Curtis on the show has already declared that the debate is over. And that the way Tom is doing indicates that, and the way you guys are doing indicates that it was all him, and that you know virtually nobody else had anything to do with the success here for the last 20 years. So I just went.
Properly said.
Devin's got a couple rings, so I think you know you might want to throw his name in as far as helping the team win.
All right. Well, listen. We will let you get to work, and thanks for joining us this morning, and go get him Sunday. All right.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right. There he is. That is Devin McCourty.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.